This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including member countries of the UN Security Council, later this month. They will include MPs from different political parties, prominent political personalities, and distinguished diplomats. Highlighting the significance of this initiative, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju emphasized that the delegations will carry India's unified message of zero tolerance towards terrorism, standing as a powerful reflection of national unity above politics and beyond differences. Talking to media, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad said that this initiative reflects the far-sighted thinking of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that India's collective resolve will show the world the importance of standing united against terrorism. On his name not being included in the names nominated by the Congress Party for delegations to be sent abroad, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said the party is completely entitled to its opinion.
The party is completely entitled to its opinion. Clearly, this being a government delegation, the government had its own opinion as to who they felt appropriate. I was asked, both in my capacity as a chairman of a parliamentary standing committee dealing with these issues, to be put to the service of the nation at this time. Certainly, when the nation needs my services, I am available, and I'm available for my country.
BJP MP Bejayant Panda said that Pakistan's army has been taught a lesson through Operation Sindoor and has been made to pay a heavy price for the terrorist attack on India. He underscored the need for India to actively counter Pakistan's propaganda on the global stage, particularly its misrepresentation of the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. He said this message and this outreach to not just the governments in foreign nations, but also their media, their academia, their opinion-making circles, is a very important part that needs to be done.
This new India under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi has made it very clear that those days have come to an end. Pakistan's nuclear blackmail has also, its bluff has been called. And going forward, there will be zero tolerance for any such terrorist attacks on Indian soil.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various people-centric projects worth 708 crore rupees in Gandhinagar this evening. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said, Indian forces have given a befitting reply to Pakistan by destroying the terror network.
Modi ji pradhan mantri bane uske pehle saalon se aaye din desh bhar mein aatanki hamle hote the. पाकिस्तान से आतंकवादी आते थे और हमारे जवानों को हमारी जनता को मारकर चले जाते बम धमाके करते थे कई प्रकार के षड्यंत्र करते थे मगर कोई जवाब नहीं दिया. नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने जब से शपथ ली तब से तीन बड़े हमले हुए. पहला हमला उरी में हुआ, दूसरा हमला पुलवामा में हुआ और तीसरा हमला अभी अभी पहलगांव में करने का दुस्साहस पाकिस्तान प्रेरित आतंकवादियों ने किया. मगर मित्रों, मोदी जी ने हर हमले का जवाब इतनी मक्कमता से दिया है कि आज पूरी दुनिया आश्चर्यचकित होकर देख रही है और पाकिस्तान भयभीत होकर उसका अनुभव कर रहा है.
Haryana police has arrested Jyoti Rana, a YouTuber from Hisar, on charges of spying for Pakistan. A case has been registered against Jyoti at Civil Lines Police Station in Hisar. She has been produced in the court and taken on 5-day remand. Hisar Deputy Superintendent of Police Kamaljeet said that Jyoti was in contact with Pakistan's intelligence agencies and was sending information through social media. And the IPL 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap, with match between host challengers Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at 7:30 p.m. tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.